Vegas Bad Boy of Podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
Check 1 2 1 2. Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm your host, DJ Impact. Some call me DJ Daryl. You just call me DJ, whatever. The hosts are here. Besides myself, Lucky, what's up?
Hello, ladies.
Okay, all right. We got an impression we got for you. We got a job coming up for you. Simon Street, what's up?
What's everybody doing? How y'all living?
Okay, all right. Mad Michaels, hey.
Hello.
Okay.
Just short.
Special guest all the way from Kansas City, Chiefs, Missouri. I mean, Kansas City, Missouri.
Hold on, you throwing shots already?
No, I was...
Too soon.
Miss...
Too soon.
Micah.
What's popping? I came up in here to class up the joint.
As you should.
Indeed.
Well, look, we got a prediction show we're going to do today. Prediction of the Royal Rumble coming up. Big show, big matches, and everyone wants to know what you think about the outcomes. So we're going to talk about it tonight. And we're going to start off with the Universal Champion Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor. I'm going to let ladies go first this time, and then we'll start to just switch it around.
So go ahead, Simon.
Well, first of all, what I would like to talk about, you know what? Don't let me dog walk your ass.
Okay? Oh, Lord. Ms. Michael, what do you think? Brock Lesnar, Finn Balor?
This is hard. First of all, I can't stand Brock Lesnar for shit. Let me just put that out.
Okay.
Hello. Tell it like it is. Church.
But I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to go with Balor.
Okay. What are you thinking, Lucky?
Demon King versus the Beast. I'm going Balor, too.
You're going Balor? Wow. Okay. Let me throw my prediction in. It's going to be Brock. As always, okay, that's who's going to win.
No surprise.
No surprises. Balor's going to get hurt, okay? I'm pretty sure he's... What was up?
The bigger question is, how many suplexes is he going to eat?
Probably 20.
Okay.
Okay, and it's all going to happen within 5 minutes. That's how it's going to happen.
Hey, excuse you. Brock hasn't worked for 5 minutes in about 5 years. Okay, let's go a minute and a half, and that's stretching it.
Right. Matt, what do you think?
I think we see Braun Strowman interfere, costing Lesnar the title initially, until someone points out that Strowman interfered and their decision's reversed. Brock keeps the title.
Okay. Mr. Street.
I also concur with Matt. I think it's going to be something where Braun comes in, definitely does something, and Finn ends up with the belt. It's going to work for everybody.
Okay. Well, that's our predictions there. Let's go now to the WWE Champion, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles.
Sorry, sir. You have that wrong. It is actually the new Daniel Bryan.
Fickle!
Leader! and of all things, that is the truth. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected. Well, Mr. Street, while you're there, what's your take on that match?
I say, if I were to be a conspiracy theorist, I would say that it would make sense for AJ Styles to get his belt back, because then it's something that you could possibly hold over the head of maybe someone that could be a free agent, possibly, of, you know, come back and you can face AJ Styles or Finn Balor. I'm going to put that out there as a conspiracy theory option.
Interesting. Lucky, what's up?
What's best for business?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan retains.
Okay.
Got a lot of bite in that persona right now, so I'd like to see it go a little bit longer.
Got you. Miss Micah, what do you think?
I'm a personal fan of the new Daniel Bryan, so I'm going to go with, after eating a good, nice plate of broccoli, I think he retains.
I thought you were going to say eating something else.
Hey,
I thought you was classing up the place.
I'm classing up the joint. Don't you forget it.
I mean, they were talking about hot dogs on SmackDown, so, you know.
How about you, Matt?
I absolutely adore Daniel's character. However, I really think they missed the opportunity of AJ going anti-vegan and anti-fickle.
Right.
And going that road, but I don't see how you take the belt off him. It'd be stupid. Let's see Daniel take that belt into WrestleMania.
Okay. I'm going to stick with Daniel as well. The new Daniel will retain
the old-ass belt.
You know? All right. Well, that's it. How about the Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks? Matt, you go with this one.
Who the fuck is Sasha Banks?
Sasha Banks.
Hey, that's Bay. Don't be talking about Bay like that.
All right.
I ain't talking about Bay like that. I'm talking about his pronunciation skills.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Sasha Banks. Did I get it right that time?
Ooh, that was more sexy.
Bank on that.
Yeah. Y'all need to stop.
All right, go ahead, Matt. What do you think?
You know, it's silly. Why would you have Ronda? Yeah, Ronda gets it. Probably, we'll see where the tag division goes, but there's no sense putting a belt on Sasha if you want to put her and Bayley in the tag division. So,
gotcha. Miss Micah.
Well, in the words of Vince McMahon, and no chance in hell Sasha's going to win.
Okay, let's go with you, Lucky.
As much as it breaks my heart, Sasha will not be leaving Phoenix with that belt.
Mm. Before I go to you, Mr. Street, let me throw mine in.
Look at him over there.
He's stewing.
It makes sense for Ronda to keep the belt and most likely will. But it's got to be, because that is just such a given, that might be the one that might throw everyone off. I'm going to say Sasha somehow get that belt. Maybe not straight up, but some way she gets that title.
Are you talking to Becky Lynch running?
A four horsewoman showdown?
Oh, see? See, now y'all thinking. Now you thinking. Okay, Street, go.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you, Impact, for that.
Okay, no problem.
It's nice to know people understand class. But what I will say is for all of y'all naysayers and haters talking about, oh, well, why would they put a belt on Sasha Banks? I hope y'all get y'all receipts for that victory, because it's going to be bank statements on all y'all asses. My pick is Sasha Banks all day, bae.
Hold on. You're doing too much again.
You know what? That might be true. Ooh. But you know what? When you're passionate about somebody and you've seen them come up all day, I've already said it already. When it comes to Sasha Banks, I'm always going to lean in that direction. I'm biased. I'm going to say it. It's all good. I'll be biased 24/7.
Next question.
Yeah. Next question is, how do the Saints do in the playoffs?
Hey, hold on. All right, time out. I got to get Rome's back.
Calm down, Rome.
I got this. Hey, don't bring that up right now. We in mourning, okay?
That is true.
If I'd have had white on jeans, I'd be an all black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh.
That's off limits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least another 24 hours.
I hear that.
Too soon.
SmackDown's Women's Championship, Asuka, Becky Lynch. Lucky, go.
Nobody is ready for Asuka.
Hold on, time out. Why you sound like the dude that sell Mogwais and Gremlins and shit? Don't feed them no more after dark.
Seriously, Asuka wins the match. I don't know how it's going to go, but creatively, they're going to do something where Asuka wins.
Okay. Street, go.
I'm going to actually agree with Lucky. Although Becky's hot, white hot, I do think something's going to happen, or they're just going to still keep it on Asuka. I feel that Asuka needs to keep that belt on. Becky's white hot. She go any direction she wants with or without a belt.
Miss Micah.
Well, I got to say, I think, as much as I hate to say it, I think Asuka's a transitional champion. And that hurts my heart because that's my girl. But I also love the man, not you, Street. The man.
Well, thank you for referring to me as Beck a man. That made me feel good. All right. We're going to mourn tonight. We're going to mourn tonight.
Yeah, she said not you.
Well, I'm going to show you.
All right.
I don't want to see.
Matt, go ahead. I'm going
to show you something.
At this point, please keep the belt on Asuka. I don't want to see anything. Don't show me the man.
I know.
All right, no doubt. Well, hey, I'm big. Did you gave your answer, didn't you? He gave his answer. Okay. I'm straight going for Becky. Okay. I know Asuka probably would keep it, but I just purchased my The Man shirt.
And you didn't give me one? Mm. I came all the way out here.
Do
for
you know
your
why?
Birthday.
That's okay. True.
And she's mourning.
KC to LV and no shirt.
The purpose is for the Rumble show where I would be. Are you going to be at the Rumble show?
No, I can still wear a t-shirt. I don't got to be at the Rumble show to wear a t-shirt.
I don't see you walking in around the street to KC with the man shirt on.
You
I just don't
know.
You walk around KC with the man on you. You are totally getting beat up.
Right.
Well, all right. Right now in KC, and it real cold, you might be wearing a coat over that man's shirt right now.
SmackDown tag.
Spring is coming.
Tag team champions, The Bar versus The Miz and Shane McMahon. Matt, what do you think?
I gotta say, give the belts to Shane and The Miz so that we can have them drop them before WrestleMania and see that wonderful, epic match between Shane and The Miz.
Okay. Straight.
I'm gonna say, as weird as it is with their romance or whatever the hell you call that, yeah, it's probably gonna be Shane and Miz getting the belts.
Luck.
Shane has power. He's gonna call an audible, no holds barred, no DQ, and they will win the belts.
Miss Micah.
I wish I could be a contrarian, but I have to agree. I think Shane and Miz are gonna get it.
Okay, I'm gonna agree with that. Shane, Miz, our new champs.
And it's absolutely not going to happen.
Tag team
all
besties. I know, right? Co-tag team besties.
Right. All right. 205.
I'm tapping out.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, you know what?
What the fuck is a 205 live?
Damn.
So much hate.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay.
Much respect to all the wrestlers that are in 205 live. It's... Yeah.
Anybody listening from the 205, Lucky wears what size shirt? I want to see a big 205 shirt on him so he can wear it at Mania this year. Please let us know.
So I take Psychosis over Hoovy in this match.
Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, thank you. Let's take this seriously, man. 205 has got great talent.
Versus Akira Tozawa. Kalisto versus Hideo Itami. Who are you going to choose?
Wait a minute, hold on. Is this a triple threat match?
It's four.
It's a fatal four-way.
Okay.
Yeah.
They knocked him.
But if you're not keeping up, you're not going to know who to choose. So anyone been keeping up with 205? Oh, Mr. Street, please.
All right. So anyways, I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to stay on, buddy. It just is what it is.
It's going
to stay, buddy? Yeah, just solid pick. But other guys will be able to showcase their skills.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I love Buddy, so I'm going with Buddy.
Going with Buddy? Okay.
Man, I love Buddy, too. Why not?
You need a Buddy system. Who is this Buddy guy?
Is that Miss Bliss? Is this Buddy Bliss?
All right, Miss Micah, you?
I'm going to go with the Asian dude.
The Asian dude?
What? Hold on. He got a name.
Yeah, it's Akira. It's Lucky.
There's two, yeah, two of them.
Akira Tozawa.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Listen, the other Asian dude. That's what I'm gonna go with. Pick one.
Pick, oh Lord.
Now it's sounding like Rush Hour 2.
How about the United States Championship, Rusev versus Shinsuke? Miss Micah, let's do it.
Rusev Crush.
Rusev Crush.
I've been wanting to say that since they don't let him say that no more.
True.
I'm just going to do it for him.
Matt, what do you think?
I think Shinsuke's items are on clearance right now, so we're staying with Rusev.
Wow. Lucky.
That hurts so bad.
I know.
As much as I love Shinsuke, Rusev wins.
Okay. Street?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Rusev. I just feel like it's a good fit and go with it.
I agree. I'm sticking with Rusev
as
well.
So that's an unanimous vote.
And once again, Shinsuke now wins the title.
Yeah, I know. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Vince listens to the show.
And if Vince listens to the show, man, that would be Christmas for me.
And his limo that Braun turned over this week on
Raw. So now he can't listen.
And then he
now
got he thrown listen. Out of his title match.
Right? Yeah.
Stay focused, Lucky. This is Royal Rumble talk.
Now, this is where it gets a little tough because we don't know who all the players are going to be in the guys in the women's Royal Rumble. So we're going to have to kind of figure this out based on who we maybe like or who we may think, you know, and hopefully they are part of it. So hopefully you guys took some time to think about this particular answer. So let's start with the men's. 30 man, who do you think is going to come out on top? Let's start with you, Lucky.
So I had an interesting theory that I heard this week.
Okay.
Where Braun.
It's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Braun comes out during the Rumble and cleans house. Mm. But okay. If I had to pick a surefire bet of who is in the Rumble, I'm going Drew McIntyre.
Mm. Okay. I can see that. Let's go with you, Street. What are you thinking?
I'm going to say, you know, surprise return to Hornswoggle. Just ready. You know what I mean? Just be like a monkey.
Hornswoggle. Call
some
huh?
Monopoly. I'm also going to say Drew McIntyre is a strong pick.
Yeah.
In this one, it just fits perfectly.
Okay. Miss Micah, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Joe. It's time for him to be elevated. Mm. Don't go there. I see
Why would
over
you go
there.
With Joe?
See...
Why would you go with Joe?
I see those eyes over the street. Now I'm not taking this from you.
You know what? You actually, I think you switched my vote now. I think Joe would be. I'm going to go for Joe.
They've been playing him.
I'm going
it's
for
time
Joe.
For him to be elevated.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I'm going to go for Joe
ass.
Too. That's my
That's
pick.
Right,
Matt. What do you think?
They go with Goldust. To counter AEW because, you know, everyone knows that Vince is so worried about it.
Right.
No, I think that, really, and this is going to piss everyone off.
Uh-oh.
John Cena.
You know what? That's who I was going to pick originally before I chose Joe. And it makes a good storyline because they've got to get the belt onto him to be the 17th time, right? So what better chance to do that than at the Royal Rumble?
And then you set up a WrestleMania where he puts over a Drew McIntyre or something like that.
So what you're saying is you would have changed your vote just like you bandwagon NFL teams.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just saying.
The shade of it all.
Yes. Mm. It can go either way.
I feel a breeze in here. Nope, that just got rammed out.
At least my field goal kicker can make kicks.
Oh, boy.
Said the Chicago.
I'm going to stop right there.
Okay, look, let's now jump over to the Women's Royal Rumble match. It's going to be pretty tough, right? Okay, let's see. Let's go with you, Mr. Matt. What do you think on this one?
Oh, man. There are so many good choices now with the women. I think they'll go with someone who they're already kind of pushing, but I would love to see Ruby.
Okay.
I really would.
Dark horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a dark horse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Miss Micah, what do you think?
Okay, I'm gonna give two answers.
Two answers.
There is a reason for that.
Okay.
Okay, so I picked Becky Lynch to retain. However, to win the championship back from Asuka. If she does not, I think that she will win the Rumble.
So she'll just ask, she'll be a part of the Rumble, and okay, that's a good one.
If she wins, like I said, I would like to see Ember Moon win it.
Yeah. Now that's a strong pick. I like that. Lucky, what do you think?
It'll be one of two blondes. Mandy Rose.
Mandy.
Or Charlotte.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you.
So, Mandy.
What internet site did you get that off?
Because your breath is smelling like Raja.com right now.
That is a pick.
Man.
I did not read that. And I swear.
Okay. Street, what do you say?
You know what? I'm going to pick a wild card. And the only reason why is because I think it will be beneficial for her finally getting here. And I think that she's crazy enough to, even if she doesn't go all the way, I think it would make a great splash. I'm going to say Nikki Cross.
Yep, that's good.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I got a question.
Let's play.
Right.
Who would you think would be a surprise entrant in the men's Royal
I was going to say that. Lucky good. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, let's go men first.
Yeah. A surprise entrance?
Surprise.
Yeah, DJ, you go first.
Oh, that's hard. A surprise entrance.
Don't overthink it. Yeah, because it's all bullshit anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Doink the clown. Go for it. Let's play.
Well, then, if that's the case, being that he signed a 3-year deal, I say Chris Jericho somehow enters the Royal Rumble. Boom. Ooh. Boom. Ooh. Not going to win it, but he ends it. Come on.
Fire.
All right. Okay, Matt, go.
I have to believe that we are going to see Lars for the first time.
Lars. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got you. Street, go.
I'm going to say EC3.
Okay. More than likely, it's about time for him to show up.
Look. Really
that's what I was going to say. Is Lars and EC3 really count as surprise entrance?
Well, no. Time out. Let's play a new game. Let's all guess what Lucky's going to guess.
Well, no. Let's just Lucky tell us.
Wait, no. It's easy. 1, 2, 3. Kenny Omega.
Hey! The cleaner! That's right! I do not. I actually, as much as I hope and wish for that, Kenny's going to sign a deal with AEW.
Oh, you know this?
No, I don't know this. Raja reported it.
Oh,
Raja reported it. Because, man, I'm really smelling that.
But
right
no.
Now, man.
But no. I would love to see Kenny, but I think probably, if I had to guess, maybe Batista.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good one. Miss Micah, what do you think?
I think I'm going to go with a surprise entrant, CM Punk.
Man, if that happened.
You never know. They could have made
Jesus
up.
Christ.
Stranger shit has happened.
Yeah, next you're going to tell me Trump wins the presidency.
Good chance. That's my point.
Hey, are we completely sold that The Rock will not be at Chase Field?
What's the schedule? I don't know the answer. You know the answer. I believe that's the answer.
Well, why would The Rock be there?
Could he be in the Rumble?
Well, what's the point? Well, I mean, I guess he could just to,
what's
I guess,
his
show up.
Schedule?
Just like Jericho's going to show up. Yeah, The Rock's going to show up too.
I think he's going to be on the road to WrestleMania.
You think?
All right. Women's Royal Rumble. Surprise entrant.
Kenny Omega.
That damn Omega. If he just puts on a wig, he can be in the Women's Royal Rumble too.
All right.
Son of a bitch. All right. All serious. Let's start with you. Who do you got for a woman?
A surprise. Give me a name.
I'm going then, Bianca Belair.
I like
hottest rising star right now.
Okay.
Also performing the night before.
Yeah.
Hey, talking to the mic. What do you say, Street?
Also having a big match the night before.
Oh, okay. What's your take? What do you think, man?
I would like that option. I think it'd be great. But you know, I'm going to say an obvious one.
Tori Wilson.
Tori Wilson, okay. Matt, what do you think?
Quiet, but that, watch that happen.
I say hell freezes over, and we see Stacey Kubler.
Stacey Kubler.
Oh, dude. Well, that's a topic.
Is that with baby in hand?
That's a topic for another show. So I want to know why she's never come back.
Because she got babies and shit, and she wants to do other things.
Miss Micah.
Well, I'm going to go with the couple's theme and go with AJ Lee.
Oh.
So you're bringing back both.
That's right. Wow. It's a couple's thing. Didn't you hear what I said?
I'll tell you what, that's a hell of a splash on that one. Damn.
You guys, let me know. Give me a call if you see Stephanie and Hunter having lunch with AJ and CM.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
That's crazy. I love it.
Don't you be surprised.
Never say I'm never, right?
Never say never.
Never say never. All right.
Quick question. What did you guys think of the new women's tag team belts?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did right.
Yeah. Would you rock that? At least one of those belts? I mean, it says women's, but would you?
That's a no for me, dog. You...
So hold on. If you had to choose between wearing a 205 shirt or those belts, which one are you wearing?
I'm going to wear the women's tag
team. Okay. Sorry. That's your answer. So much hate.
Yeah.
I think the Bellas are going to look sexy in those belts.
Who wins the belts? That's Matt's prediction, the Bellas. All right. Round table. Who wins the belts?
Who wins the
women's
belts?
Tag team belts.
I got mine. Iconics.
Iconic.
Ooh, yeah.
Iconics.
Sasha, Bailey.
Micah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sasha and Bailey.
I'm also going to go with Sasha and Bailey.
Okay.
That's assuming there's a Sasha and Bailey.
Well, look, that kind of sums up the Rumble predictions. Anything you guys want to add to this going into the show? Or, you know, Micah, I know you was talking to me earlier. We were talking about the segment on SmackDown with the Usos. And you kind of had a little bit of an issue with that segment with Mandy and Jimmy. What's your take on that? Because we can try to break this down.
You know, I do have an issue with that. And mm-hmm. my biggest issue with it is, one, is lame. It's boring.
Okay.
And it's easy.
Tell it like it is, girl. Tell it.
You know, WWE, they take the easy way all the time. Be creative.
Mm-hmm.
One, plus, and I got to say this, the segment where Mandy had taken off the robe and she was like in a negligee. My whole thing about that is you're pushing women's wrestling back. It's like, this is not tits and ass.
Time out. So what you're saying is it's a backseat to what we've been trying to produce for a while. I think somebody said that in the podcast a couple of times. Go ahead and continue.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, we're going to go back. We're going to get a DeLorean and go back. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm just letting you know. I agree.
I wonder who that was. And so this contrary to the women's evolution, because it's all about, from my perspective as a woman, is that these women are talented. They have athletic ability.
They absolutely do. There's no doubt about it. Oh, and by the way, Manny's hot in a towel. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. Let me shut the hell
up. I'm assuming that we still want to appeal to the lower bases.
Mm. Hey, we can appeal as low to the base as possible as far as I'm concerned.
I know. That's why I'm here to class up the joint.
Right.
Okay. But that's really was my biggest issue with it. It's all of those things.
The segment. It's not a strong storyline.
On top of right, yeah. On top of it being chauvinistic and all the other shit.
Okay.
So can I add to that too? Because it seemed like a similar thing, maybe not as upfront, was done on Raw the night before with a moment of bliss, waiting for coffee. You know, I'm with you 100%, Mike. I feel like you work so hard to push a brand and to really make it something serious, and you have the talent for it. I feel like it was just, you know, if it's a segment, it's a segment. I get it. You know, but don't mix it in. I mean, you're kind of killing the steam.
Who runs the company?
We know who runs the company. This is just my opinion. Just saying.
Titties. I need more titties. Show me boobs.
I don't have tits, so I can't do it.
Okay.
And I'm damn sure not going to flash you. So.
You know, as long as Vince is alive, we are going to see sexuality pushed because that... does push the needle. The question is, what is Fox requesting? And I think you're going to see a little bit of a push, because if the network is requesting something that is very comparable to, but not the exact of, the Attitude Era, you're going to see a little more edgy, because they're going to want to get more eyes. And unfortunately, even with all the progress we're making, at the same time, they're still the lowest common denominator. And you're absolutely right that, you know, you go there sometimes.
Well, let me ask you this question. What is the overall feel of Fox's current programming? I don't watch a lot of Fox, but Fox is sort of known for being well, it depends. If you're talking about politics, I'm just briefly saying more on the conservative end. Okay.
Right.
So
but if then you're talking that way, on the actual network, though, you do have, you know, you got to think of like Family Guy.
Yeah.
You know, they have a reputation for, because, you know, this is a network that started off with Married with Children,
which is awesome.
Right.
So, I love that, you know, show.
Have to admit. So it's a very interesting question. And obviously, this is something we won't know until
right.
that happens. But I think that you're also seeing this whole McMahon takeover thing, where they want to give the audience, you know, more of quote unquote what they want. It just feels like any time they've ever had trouble and they feel like they're listening to the audience, they revert back to TNA and not Total Nonstop Action.
Yeah. I figured that's what you meant. Definitely TNA is what you meant.
All right. Anybody else want to mention anything about anything? What's up?
I just would like to say that I don't mind seeing negligence and whatnot, but I will say is when it becomes needless, it doesn't make sense and it gets kind of lost in transition. And I felt like one of those segments, because it wasn't part of the story, and I mean on Monday Night Raw, I felt it really didn't go in anything, so it was just an additive. Now I do see with what was going on with the Usos and Mandy, that I get it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's been done before, I get it. But I hope I don't see more of just, okay, what was the purpose of Bliss's shirt coming off? Or whatever the case was. You see what I'm saying? I didn't understand that. It had nothing to do with their next segment she had. That's my only beef I have.
All right, let me ask you guys this, just like this. One more big thing that happened. Bobby Lashley is now our new Intercontinental Champion. What's your take on that? Lucky, you haven't said nothing. What do you think?
I think it was good for him. His character is on an upswing now,
mm-hmm.
where when they first brought him back, he was kind of like in limbo, and so I think it's a good thing for him.
Yeah.
More importantly to me, what does it say about Dean? Mm-hmm. You know, like that the belt is already off of him.
Right.
So
right.
did they not have confidence in his push?
Right.
But, you know, overall, I think it's a good thing for Bobby Lashley. He's huge. He's a monster.
Yeah.
You know, heel. So it's a good thing.
I think so, too. Anybody else? What's your take?
Well, I got to say, I was honestly surprised that they decided to take the belt off of Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't see it as a negative. But what I can say, though, is when they put Lio Rush with Bobby Lashley, they gave Lashley something that he needed, because he is as boring as his bottle of water right here on the table.
Tough.
He needed something.
Mm-hmm.
He had the physical. He has obviously the physical assets and the ability and all of that, but that promo ain't worth a damn.
Well, see, when you have the man of the hour, you really don't need to talk. I'm the person that turns water into Perrier.
Oh, boy.
I think that the idea that the McMahons are listening to the fans is definitely showing in the fact that they put the belt on Lashley, because I know, just going around and just asking random people on the street,
yeah,
what do you think of Bobby Lashley? The first thing they say is, I see belt.
Right.
And the second thing they say is, who the fuck is Bobby Lashley?
I love it. I love it. All right, cool. Anything else that you want to talk about? Maybe ROH or even Impact Wrestling? While you guys are thinking of that, don't forget they will be in Vegas. That's Impact Wrestling in February around Valentine's Day. 3 shows. Look into that. ROH also doing a pay-per-view in March. So they're going to have three shows for that. Be a part of that. And then, of course, AEW will be here in May during Memorial Day weekend. So a lot of wrestling coming into
Lucky,
Vegas.
Is that a boner I see? Fuck.
It's a phoner.
You know. So anything else? Anything else, anybody?
Really quick, I want to give a shout-out to Titus O'Neil. Titus, if you are in the Rumble this coming Sunday, please do me a favor. No slip shoes, brother.
No banana pants.
More importantly, walk, not run. Right.
Well said, Lucky. Well said.
Awesome.
Well, I like real quick, just want to say, because a lot of times, you know, just like with the WWE, a lot of people, we have unsung heroes that are behind the scenes that you don't get to hear or see. You know, we have a sound guy who works really hard. He's improved. He's made a couple mistakes. His name is Rome, and he's our sound guy. He's actually done a good job.
What the fuck is a Rome?
Oh, and that's all our show, baby.
Hey, really, really quick, on a little different note as we're ending here, I just want to give a quick shout out. There was an independent wrestler, Rex Backus, who was out of Florida, and he actually just succumbed to cancer. One of his posts, and this was January 1st, so just a few weeks ago, he gave some great advice, and I think anyone who is looking at becoming a wrestler or in the industry of the self should take this advice to heart, and it will be help carrying out this man's legacy, and that is, none of us would be doing this crazy wrestling stuff if we didn't start off as fans. Mm-hmm. With that being said, once you make it into the industry, you have to separate yourself from the marks. Many people don't understand this idea. For example, it's tough to be a successful worker while also being a super fan. Some promoters will take advantage of people that they know are complete marks as well as workers. If you are a promoter who is a mark, workers will take advantage of you. Wrestlers in the industry, unfortunately, do not respect promoters that they look at as money marks. This is a carny industry where we all just are trying to eat and make it to the next level. Considering how many of us bring a lot of the same talents to the table, I say we should all do everything we can to separate ourselves from the competition. This was your daily unsolicited wrestling advice from a mediocre at best worker. The thing is, I'm not even good, and I get this. So, it's not a tough concept. And those are some words that should take into consideration. And sorry we lost another brother in the industry.
Yeah. The words that we can definitely live by. Okay.
We're on the road to Royal Rumble.
We are.
4 days away, and we're out to Phoenix.
We are. Miss Micah, do you want to say any last words, or maybe even give your info out if people just want to have something to say to you?
I appreciate you guys having me on. Hey. No, I'm not going to give out my information because I'm private.
I hear that. Okay.
How private?
Anybody else? Anything else? No? Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. Remember, you can always email us if you need to. VegasBadBoysOfPodcasting@gmail.com. Our Facebook page, our Instagram, our Twitter. All you have to do is put in Vegas Bad Boy. It'll pop up. And don't also forget our Apple and Android pages to go also look up. Street, what's up?
I was going to say also, too, if you're listening to the podcast, hit the subscribe button.
Right.
You know, we love y'all. We want to do this more. We need that start. Hit the subscribe button so we can keep this thing rolling for y'all.
That's right. Look out for more interviews. We got a lot of interviews coming up. Exciting. And until then, take care.